Welcome to The Synopsis. In this series, we bring you books in brief, short summaries of the greatest books of our time that you've always wanted to read. In the next few minutes, we'll discuss what makes these books so influential.
Hi there, Ahalya on The Synopsis. And I am a big fan of Oriental philosophies just because I think that they're a refreshing way to look at much of life's conundrums. And a concept of philosophy that really, really helped me out is Ikigai, a Japanese concept that translates to a reason for being. So we figured it would be worth giving all of you a summary about. And the book in question today is Ikigai, The Japanese Secret to a Long and Happy Life by Frances Meraches and Hector Garcia. Ikigai is a combination of two Japanese words, iki, or life, and gai, meaning worth or benefit. So ikigai essentially means a reason for living. Since its release in 2016, the book Ikigai by Hector Garcia and Frances Meraches has sold over 1.5 million copies and has been something of a permanent presence on bestseller lists. And there's really no surprises why, because the book actually explains how one can use this ikigai to live a long, fulfilling, and happy life. Something we all want, yes? And of course, we also find some simple health tips that can make a huge difference down the line. So let's get into it, shall we? The first idea is one that we come across in many self-help books, and that is that a sense of purpose is the secret ingredient for longevity. The island of Okinawa in southern Japan has the highest number of centenarians in the world, people who live 100 years or longer. They're obviously doing a few things right, so let's examine their lifestyles. To put it simply, these people seem to have discovered the perfect balance between four important things: passion, skills, a way of earning from it, and what the world needs. Ikigai could be your job, your hobby, or anything that brings you meaning, purpose, and joy. Think of four circles that overlap or intersect: two horizontal and two vertical. And they overlap. Now, the first circle represents something that you're good at or excel at. The second circle is something that you love to do. The third is something that the world needs. And the fourth circle is something that pays you well. The area where all four of these circles meet, that is your ikigai. Whatever your ikigai is, never give it up. The secret of the Okinawan's longevity is to abide by these guidelines and stay active well into old age, performing some activity or the other. Their wisdom is backed by the medical studies conducted on them, which revealed both low rates of heart disease as well as dementia. So basically, they know what they're doing and we should learn from them. The next thought that is brought forth is that low stress and an active mind result in a long life. Israeli neuroscientist Shlomo Breznitz says that older people lose brain flexibility because they're trapped in patterns and routines and because they refuse to attempt new activities. So how do we get our fair share of brain exercise then? Easily through any game that requires thinking, like chess, cards, Sudoku. To take it one step further, meet and interact with other people in person. Being social helps greatly in this regard. Stress is the main cause of premature aging in people because stress causes the wear and tear of the mind and body. Stress also makes our body release antibodies, but those antibodies have no infection to fight, so they attack your healthy cells, making you age faster and fall ill. So try and reduce stress by practicing mindfulness or doing yoga and giving the body daily exercise. These help calm the body and also the mind. Now, there are other interesting Japanese concepts that are spoken about in this book, and one of them is Morita therapy. Morita therapy helps people beat stress. Where does it come from? Well, Shoma Morita, a Japanese psychotherapist and Buddhist practitioner, designed something called the Morita therapy, which has helped people overcome chronic anxiety, obsessions, and compulsions, as well as stress and burnout. This therapy involves asking patients to pay attention to and accept their feelings without trying to change them, then take action to create new emotions that can replace the old ones. There are four stages to the therapy. The first phase is one of complete rest. For about a week, the patient lies in bed and isn't allowed to consume media, receive visitors, or even speak. This is so that the patient can observe emotions as they appear. In the second phase, the patient begins to integrate repetitive activities into his or her daily routine. For instance, writing your diary, walking, or doing breathing exercises. In the third phase, activities become more physical and creative with tasks like painting. This gives rise to new emotions in the patients as they begin to feel joy with engagement. And the fourth phase involves re-entering the world with a sense of renewed calm and purpose. It's definitely intense, but seems totally worth it, right? The next idea from Ikigai is that immersing ourselves in an activity can keep us young. Flow is vital to thinking young and feeling young and also increasing our lifespan. Flow, in this regard, was a term first used by psychologist Mihai Csikszentmihalyi in the 1970s. It is a deep state of enjoyment and concentration that blocks out all other concerns. By seeking out activities that help you go with the flow, pun intended, you can prioritize activities that elevate the body and mind over pleasure-seeking activities like overeating, substance abuse, or this generation's drug, wasting time on social media. Flow cuts across all cultures and people. Chess players, engineers and painters can all find themselves in such a state because they're focused on a single activity for a sustained period. Ideally, your ikigai or your life's main occupation, whether your work or your hobbies, will help produce a state of flow. When you set out to experience a state of flow, remember that if the task chosen is easy, you'll get bored and distracted eventually. And on the other hand, if the task is too hard, you'll get depressed, struggle, and feel like giving up. For example, if you want to learn a new language, start at a rudimentary level that challenges you gently and then work your way upwards. Don't set yourself up for failure. The next idea I thought was quite wonderful because it's a realization a lot of us come to by the time it's a little too late. Simple advice from seniors can actually help us live longer. The older generation recommends that you reduce worry to as little as possible and inculcate the habit of greeting others, even strangers, with a smile. This simple habit will help you keep friendship through your years and is a constant source of stimulation. Another nugget of wisdom is to value what you have and develop a sense of gratitude. You might even realize that you actually have more than you assumed you did. Cultivating good habits such as waking up early is not only good for your body, but also gives you extra time to enjoy your tea, clean your house, and tend your garden if you have one. So yeah, all that advice from our grandparents is worthy of a listening. And speaking of those health habits that could benefit us, the magic Okinawan diet is based on variety and small portions. So to find out why the Okinawans live longer than other Japanese people, Makoto Suzuki, a heart specialist, conducted several studies on their diet since the 70s. Here is what he discovered. Firstly, their diet consisted of up to 206 varieties of food, including herbs and spices. They eat 5 separate portions of fruit and vegetables every single day. The people of Okinawa consume 50% less salt and 60% less sugar compared to other areas of Japan. Variety is important, and so is portion size. The Okinawans say that one must stop eating when our stomachs feel around 80% full. There's even a word for this in Japanese called harahachibu, which involves serving food on small plates with portions of rice, vegetables, miso soup, and edamame beans. Their advice is actually validated by modern science. By consuming fewer calories, we limit the level of a certain protein known as insulin-like growth factor 1, which causes our cells to age faster. Another piece of advice in the direction of the kinds of food we can eat, antioxidant-rich foods are essential for rejuvenation and longevity. Green tea is a superfood and is hugely helpful with longevity. Unlike other teas, green tea is air-dried and left unfermented. Due to this, it retains its active elements and has also been found to lower cholesterol, manage blood sugar levels, improve circulation, and keep infection at bay. Adding jasmine to green tea greatly improves heart health and boosts immunity. If green is not your cup of tea, try white tea, which has higher antioxidant levels. Another superfood is a citrus fruit called shikuwasa, which is loaded with antioxidants. It contains a high concentration of nobiletin, a plant substance filled with antioxidants. This fruit has 40 times more nobiletin than your average orange. Depending on where you live, it may be hard to get your hands on, so try other citrus fruits instead. Or even broccoli, apricots, strawberries, or salmon. All of them are extremely high in antioxidants. And finally, we all knew this, but how many of us are doing it? Movement is fundamental to a long life. We've all come across old people who are bursting with life, energy, and activity, the kind of happy, energetic people we hope to become in our later years. Their secret is movement and giving the muscles their daily dose of physical activity. Elderly Okinawans walk around their neighborhoods, work in their gardens, and even sing their hearts during karaoke. Health experts say that sitting down for long durations is bad for your health. It's been found that metabolism slows down after sitting for just half an hour and disrupts the digestion of fat. And sitting for over 2 hours causes good cholesterol to drop. Okinawans partake in radio taiso, a common warm-up exercise practiced throughout the day and often in large groups as a community. The routine was originally broadcast on radio, hence the name radio taiso. One easy movement or exercise you can do is to lift your arms above your head, then bring them down your sides in a circular motion. This helps warm up the joints and muscles of the arms and shoulders. In summary, living a long, happy and healthy life depends on a nutritious diet and plenty of exercise. But longevity goes beyond such simple daily practices. Finding a purpose that drives you each and every day helps you focus your energy and maximize your time on Earth. And that is on Ikigai, the Japanese secret to a long and happy life by Frances Mirashes and Hector Garcia on The Synopsis with me, Ahalya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Synopsis, powered by Timber Media.